Hey, Brown Noser, are you knee-deep in the latest team assessment? Do you ever take a break and rest your eyes or something? You know, if you keep this up, they'll just keep increasing our workloads, expecting us to complete everything before the deadline. Do you even get how to have a healthy work-life balance, huh? Looks like you don't know everything, kiss-ass. Yeah, you heard me. Did you hear yourself in the meeting earlier?
Yes, ma'am. I volunteer as tribute. I'll do the assignment.
Ugh, you're pathetic. I could understand if you wanted to fuck her, but I bet you just honestly want to make your boss happy. Like, what even are you? Oh no, don't tell HR on me. Whatever will I do? Even they know how much of a suck-up you are. How many complaints have you given to them? 17? Dude, you're like a 60-year-old Karen in a 30-year-old male body. You might as well get the haircut. You've never seen the Karen haircut? Bud, you don't know anything but work, huh? Stop working for just a freaking second and go on to Google and check out the haircut. Do it! Stop being such a goody-two-shoes and stop working for like 2 seconds. Here, let me help you. New tab and Google and Karen haircut. See? That is all you're missing to be a Karen. Ugh. Oh, shut up. You are absolutely a brown-nosing office Karen. Now Google Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle ad like a normal red-blooded male. Yes! Come on, it's not even not safe for work. No one will report you, dude. Come on, let me corrupt you. Okay, Sydney Sweeney America. Did you just smack my hand? You fucking bastard, give me your keyboard. Give it to me. Hand it over, you're causing a scene. No, you are. Give it! Okay, fine. There. Are you happy now? I'm getting my way, so I'm sitting in your lap and making you slack off like a normal person. Sydney Sweeney, American Eagle ad. There we go. See? Totally safe. But also kind of hot, right? This is what normal people do while working. It's called having fun because they don't pay us what we deserve. Let's check out Renee Rapp's L interview. Oh my god, I absolutely love Renee. She looks so good. If I wasn't so obsessed with dick, I'd be so gay for her. Do you see those thighs? Ugh, she's gorgeous. Yeah, so what if I have a bit of ADHD? It means I can multitask and get things done at work while also not being a total freak like some people that don't have a fucking social life or doesn't know the popular trends and stuff. Dude, don't fucking complain. This is what you get for being such an annoying goody-two-shoes loser. Only a geek like you would complain that I'm sitting on them. Go ahead and report me. I'll report the fucking assault you just gave me on my hand. You know HR will take my side because they're sick of your daily complaints, loser. So just sit here and take it. Dude, are you getting a boner? That is totally a boner. What is it? So what's turning you on? Is it my pencil skirt? Is it the nylon pantyhose I'm wearing that's rubbing against your slacks? Is it doing something to you, huh? Yeah, you never check me out, so it's not that. It must be the friction, right? Your body is betraying you. You want to work, but your dick wants to fuck. Now you're noticing me. See? You might be a dork, but your cock isn't. It knows how hot I actually am. Do you want to touch my thick, juicy thighs? I know you do. Go ahead and try. Dude, no one is paying attention to us. They're all busy working or watching viral videos in their cubicles. We could literally fuck and no one would notice. No, I haven't fucked in my cubicle. Damn, did your voice get all breathy? I wonder what would happen if I grinded into you a bit more. Like up and down and up and down. Just like that. Ooh, are you gripping the armrests? Good. You'll need to hold on to something, but my thighs would be better. Go on. I dare you. Because I'm going to make you come in your pants. Oh, are you blushing? You know I'm going to do it, right? I'm going to make you blow a load in your slacks. Maybe if you were jerking off more, you wouldn't get so hard easily. Maybe if you took 15 minutes to check out some social media or some TikTok videos, we wouldn't be here. You should check out Brooke Monk. She's such a hottie. Brooke Monk. See? Is she hot or what? Oh, yeah, she is. I'm glad you admit it. See, a normal guy scrolls in his phone and checks out hotties and... Stop what? Stop teaching you how to slack off or stop rubbing my ass into you? Or is it stop showing you hotties while giving you a lap dance like a stripper? I actually like the sound of your groans, dude. I absolutely fucking hate you, but it is so much fun seeing you like this. I'd swear you have a crush on me because this is so damn easy. What are you, a virgin? No, poor suck up. You are so eager to suck up to the company, but no one is willing to suck you. I'll do it. I'll suck your dick if you promise to stop working so damn much. Would you like that? Oh, have you seen the Julia Garner Silver Surfer edits? Yeah, I'm a fucking pervert, so what? Shala Ball, Julia Garner. Oh yeah, this is it. Oops. I think I got a bit too excited there. She does look fucking hot. I herald his beginning. I herald your end. I herald Galactus, and I herald your erection. I herald your dick. I herald your cum. It's time. It's time for you to cream your pants. Shit. I wasn't supposed to enjoy it this much, but you do have a massive hard cock and it feels so good. I know what'll get you to really bust. Slaya says Velma. You need to check this out. Slaya as Velma cosplay. Come on, you backed up pathetic virgin. Wet your pants and embarrass yourself at work. I want you to erupt a massive load and go home early. Come on. Come. Come, come, come. Bust that nut. Come on. You can do it. Stop being fucking pathetic and come. Come on, come. There we go. Damn, I could hear it. Your balls must have been swollen. Feel better now. It's better than a Snickers, that's for sure. You are never your true self until you let out all the baby powder building in your balls. So here's the deal. I'm going to stand up and you're going to check out my ass as I walk away. From now on, you're going to check me out like the true office siren that I am. The memory of my ass grinding on your dick will get you so hard. If you're a good boy and slack off like the rest of us, then maybe I won't hate you as much. I'll let you enjoy my body and maybe my mouth. We'll see. Plus, I felt how hard you were checking out the Silver Surfer. I know you wouldn't mind doing that at work. Because if you don't change, I'm coming back here and I'm jerking you off next time. Oh, there's that hand on my thigh. I think I unlocked the inner perv inside of you, finally. Well, get back to work. Whoa, that is a wet spot if I've ever seen one. You look like you pissed yourself. I think it would be best if you went home for the day and spent some time whacking off. Oops, did I say that? I mean slacking off.